Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamMate.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamMate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamMate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Skin Podcast. I'm Andrea, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Skin. Hey there, love.
Hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm so good because I'm super excited for today's episode, because not only are we going to get into some TV and some movies like we normally do, but we have a really, really hot and special guest we're going to talk to.
Yes, Rebecca Love, who I've known about since MILF Hunter in the early 2000s. And she's been in a bunch of adult movies, but also a lot of cool B movies that are at our website, like Bikini Jones and the Temple of Eros, Housewives from Another World. And she has a very prominent page at MrSkin.com and a prominent chest. So I'm looking forward to talking to her, because she now has a new podcast called Talking Dirty with Rebecca Love that's become pretty popular. So we're going to talk to her for a little while before we get into the latest nudity news.
Perfect. Yeah, Rebecca's been in the adult industry since 1995 and nonstop. So we'll talk to her about all of that. And just to paint the picture, she's 5'2", 125 pounds, 36, double D, and she's on the line with us right now. And here she is, Rebecca Love. Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. Skin and I are huge fans of your work, and we're so excited to talk to you about your podcast, too. You have so much fun stuff going on. We don't even know where to begin.
I'm sorry. I made it chaotic.
What a good problem to have. Skin, what is your favorite thing of Rebecca's? Maybe we'll start there.
Well, yeah, let me just start with, I know her from a bunch of movies that are at our website, like Bikini Jones, The Housewives from Another World. She did a movie called The Girls from, it was B-I-K-I-N-I from Bikini. And then I heard you got a podcast, which I thought was really cool. And when I went over to check it out, I noticed that, you know, you were promoting the fact that you were in a ton of, you know, fun B movies, and you call yourself a Skinamax B queen of late night TV. And then you had a podcast. So tell me, how did you go from the movies, and what got you into podcasting, and how's it been going? I know your podcast is doing well, but I was just wondering how you made that transition.
Well, I did radio for KSX Radio back in the day, early 2000s, when I was doing adult movies and Skinamax. Then that kind of, well, that just faded out. And once that company dissolved, Katie Morgan was doing her podcast, Having Sex with Katie Morgan, and she needed a co-host. So I started podcasting with her. I knew nothing about podcasting at the time. And Then she kind of fizzled out with her show. And I'm like, but I really like doing radio. I like doing broadcasting. So I was like, all right, I'm going to learn how to podcast. So I just dug in deep and learned all the technical side. And I really enjoy that part, especially the technical side.
Really? That's the part I'm like, help. I'll talk into a mic all day, but when it comes to the tech stuff, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on.
My favorite part is sitting and just editing and splicing the magic together.
Wow. That's like the part I hate the least.
Yeah, I know, Andrea, I think of you and your technical expertise, dude. And you guys are the opposite. You love talking.
Yeah, that's
the tech,
about it.
Leave it to CP or someone else,
well,
right?
Rebecca, it seems like you're honestly good at everything. Is there anything you're bad at?
No, I've started lots of projects that I'm horrible at. I started Busty Boutique, and that was a clothing line for big-breasted women. Totally failed. There's a lot. That's the one I can think of majorly, but
okay.
And if I like it or not, because my attention span is the size of a gnat.
Mm-hmm. Right. So find what you love and do it well. And it seems like you will do well when it's what you love, like podcasting. So tell us about your show. What's it about? What kind of guests do you have, or what are some regular segments?
Well, I don't usually have guests. I'll do interviews once in a while if somebody's an expert about a topic. But what I do is I teach people what I know in the adult industry, and we break it down. So if it's adult webcamming, if it's phone sex, and you just pick out the topic that you're trying to learn about. And my co-host, Jocelyn Stone, she completes me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a vanilla cupcake, like a vanilla porn star, you know, throw me a missionary, slap on a condom, we're good to go. She is a dominatrix. So she has this mental mind fuck, and she just gets in there and she digs deep. And I'm just like, what the fuck did you just say? Because I have no, are we allowed to say the F
word? Oh, yes, girl. Yes,
okay. You are. We encourage it.
Okay, because it's one of my favorite adjectives and a noun sometimes.
Yes, girl.
So she just gets in there and gives a different perspective. So when we brainstorm on a topic, it just goes awry. And sometimes we have to bring it back and the train, you know, goes off track. But you get a lot of nuggets out of Talking Dirty with Rebecca Love. And her show is Sick Addictions, where she teaches people about fetish.
Wow. Now, has working with her so closely, as someone who's vanilla, has it inspired you to try anything a little more flavorful? Or are you kind of just like, okay, I get it. I'm well educated now. That sounds interesting. But nope, still vanilla frosting over here.
Yeah, I'm too lazy. I'm just too lazy. To do fetish, you have to.
Thank you for being honest.
You have to get into somebody's brain and figure out the storyline they want to go down and that path they want to travel. I just don't have that much time and effort.
No, it's so true. It seems like it takes so much effort to satisfy certain sexual fetish needs. Like, oh, if I want to do some like real deal dominatrix stuff, I have to rent a dungeon. I got to get all these toys. I have to leave the place spick and span. You know what I mean? It's like a whole lot of work, or even just going costume shopping or this or that. I just like it to be spontaneous in the moment, nothing extra. The experience itself is. But then again, I don't have a fetish, so I think I've always found it very interesting.
Definitely have to have the money to fund being in that lifestyle, because it's very expensive.
Yeah. What do you think the most expensive fetish is?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. Let's just say you had to build a dungeon. I think that's pretty.
Yeah. Like 50 Shades of Grey status. It's like, yeah, you can't be on a budget and doing that.
A billionaire? Come on.
Yeah.
Those are Pretty Housewife books.
Let's just put Skin on the spot. Skin, what's your most expensive fetish?
I was thinking about that. You guys bring up a good point. I didn't even think about that. When you're in the fetish world, you need to have places to go to act out your fantasies and all. And just think of how much does a dungeon cost these days, you know?
I don't know, but
you can rent them out. I think in certain locations, you can rent them out hourly, like a hook.
Well, the coolest things I've got, because of being Mr. Skin now for 19 years, I've been to the Playboy Mansion. I've done a lot of cool guy things. One of the great things I got to tour once was the Kink, at kink.com.
Oh, yeah, the factory.
The factory. Oh, my God. Where they had the lubes that were in, like, barrels.
Silos.
And just silos, yeah. And to see all the different rooms where they would act that stuff out. It's in the Armory in San Francisco.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but they'd have it like, you know, it'd be like a, you know, almost like a supper club in the 50s. It'd be one, or you'd have like a you know, a place to drink in the 1920s, or you'd have
like a
literal speakeasy or a dungeon or whatever it was. And you just walk room to room and see this stuff. It was so fascinating. It was like, and they have every imaginable fetish device at these places. It was really cool. If you're into that stuff, that's like, if you ever have an opportunity to go see that place, it's really amazing.
Well, where is it, Skin?
It's in outside of Sanford. It's either in San Francisco or right outside it.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
It's the Armory. It's the Armory. I think now it's closed. That I'm hoping for a reopen. But if you ever see any kink.com video, and most of that stuff is filmed at the Armory, and it's really was an impressive place.
I know they have one in LA. I think it's the Stockroom. Hmm. Where they rent out dungeon play.
Interesting. Well, they
rent it. So it's like a, you rent, almost like you franchise out that stuff. Huh? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Franchise would be nice. Yeah, your name's on right. Everything and it's all over the United States. Yeah. That'd be great. I wouldn't have to see that.
So Rebecca, now that you're doing this podcast and it's doing really well, congrats on all of that. Are you still doing any acting work or are you still popping up on any films?
Girls, Guns, and Blood should be coming out, and that is not really a softcore. It's not a hardcore. I want to say it's kind of a grindhouse.
Cool.
So think Quentin Tarantino, and it's girls just taking charge and kicking ass.
I love that. What's your character?
I play the madam of a brothel, and nice. I have trained all my girls to be assassins.
And do we get to see the 36 double Ds?
Oh, okay. Now listen.
You can't tell us.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
They wanted my tits out, but they forgot. They just forgot to go, because none of the scenes really called for it.
Uh-huh.
But you got to get them out, right? Because my fans are going to be watching that movie going, what the fuck? So I'm sorry, everybody. If you watch that film, my tits don't come out, but maybe there'll be a sequel. It's a cliffhanger.
Well, we have 8 of your nude roles at MrSkin.com. So if for those who see the movie and just want to get a little Rebecca love, come to MrSkin.com, because we have all the great moments from all your great Skinamax-ish type of movies at MrSkin.com.
Well, thank you. I feel honored that I am on Mr. Skins.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yes, it all archived. Do you remember your very first nude scene you ever shot?
Gosh, my first nude scene? Maybe it was, and this is going back like almost 20 years. I'm dating myself. I think it was Extreme Close-Up with Sunrise Adams.
Cool.
For Vivid Video.
And yeah, that's that like the more early 2000s. That's like early 2000s, right?
But you think, but yeah. So your first nude scene was like straight up explicit? That's pretty badass.
Straight up. Hardcore. Penis to vagina activity.
Get it, girl! I love it. No, I obviously love so many things about you, but I like the fact that on your bucket list is Gina Gershon, because she's on my bucket list too, girl.
I saw her in Showgirls. I was just in 94, and I just never got over her.
Me too.
It's just something about her look, her smile. She just exudes sexiness.
Yeah, I don't. It's like her lips, like the way her eyes are shaped. Like there's just something. I'm like, I just want to fuck you.
She's got it.
She's got it.
Fuckable.
Skin, are you with us?
Yes, and I'm also. I want to make sure that you know too, Andrew. Rebecca was in a really cool movie called The Departed. Martin Scorsese. She was actually in that movie, right?
I was. What they did is Vivid Video sold a clip to them. They stuck it in the porno. You remember when Jack Nicholson is in the porno room and he's watching a video? So it's up on that screen. There might be some titties out on that one. I don't remember.
Yeah. No, that's why.
But
I
had no idea.
That, yeah.
My friends were blowing up my...
Yeah, that's true, because they just supplied the tape and all of a sudden your friends are watching the show and boom, you're in, right?
Yeah, thank God my family knew.
Is there anything you've done, any project that you get the most recognized for, where guys at the airport are like, oh, hey, I know you from this or that?
You know, a lot of people, and this wasn't anything that I thought was going to go big, but it was that MILF Hunter scene. Me and I can't remember the guy, but where I play this, it's supposed to be a reality kind of scene, and I'm cutting his hair and all, and then we go back and fuck. And people to this day go, I remember you from this. And I'm like, really? That's
wow,
the one
that's
we're
an
gonna
old
go
show.
With?
That's like going back. That was in like probably like early 2000s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember. Until
now, well, you made quite an impression.
Totally. I want to know if you have the same experience I do where people will come up to me and they will say, I know you from somewhere. Did we go to high school together? And I know where they know me, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah,
how exactly. do you handle those situations?
Well, now that you said that, it reminds me of a story. I was, my mom, I, and my dad were at a bar in my hometown, and we're all just sitting around drinking, having a good old time. And this guy, drunk as fuck, comes over, sits on my mom's lap and goes, I've what? Seen your daughter naked.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Like, oh, God.
Jesus Christ. I'm like, sorry, mom. And I knew the guy from high school or whatever. I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just mad he didn't see me naked in high school.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's so funny. Well, you have so much going on. We're so like proud of, I just met you and I'm like so proud of everything you've done. You have such a long career and that's so beautiful because it's not easy to sustain an adult. So it just means that you've got beauty and brains and savviness and you even like editing. Like,
I just, you know, there's certain things that happened in my life. I just started learning stuff myself gradually. Mm-hmm. And that's how I just, you got to know something before you hand that job over to somebody else because they might fuck you.
Totally.
And I don't want that without Luke. Right.
Yeah. Also, Rebecca, plug your podcast for our listeners so they could go over and check it out.
Oh, it's called Talking Dirty with Rebecca Love.
And where can people find that?
Everywhere. I mean, iTunes, perfect. Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. Just go
right on, right on. And do you have a website people can go to? Just kind of a hub for all your stuff?
Yeah. Super simple. RebeccaLove.com.
Excellent. Yeah. You got your name. You know you've made it when you have your actual name as your website.
Yeah.
One of the
without an underscore.
Advice I tell people, I'm like, get your name first before you tell anybody and make sure nobody else has that name.
Right on. And she's a mentor. I love you, Rebecca Love. All right, well, we'll let you get back to your amazingly, incredibly full life. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mr. Skin podcast. It's been such a pleasure.
And it's been an honor to be on Mr. Skins. Thank you so much. This was a blast.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, like I said, that Andrea was cool. It was an honor to talk to her. I'm glad she's doing real well. And like I said, I've known her about her for a while. And it's cool to see that she's having some success in the podcast world. Good for her.
Well, when you find, you know, what you love and you keep doing it, it always works out, right? I mean, look at you.
Yeah,
you found something you love and you started doing it and now it's an empire.
Skinpire, yes.
Skinpire. And now it's time for our StreamMate Model of the Week. And right now we have Natasha Nice on the line with us.
Hey,
gorgeous. We are so excited to talk to you. I've been looking at your profile for probably 20 minutes.
me longer than that. Me longer than that. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Natasha's profile, Skin? I think I could guess.
All natural.
Yes.
Yes.
All natural.
She's beautiful. The first thing when Andrea and I, before we did this interview, when Andrea and I looked at the profile information that was sent to us on you, we both said, God, she's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. It's like I look at your profile, I look at your pictures, I see just how, I don't know, you're perfect, it seems. do you find that your fans on StreamMate want to marry you because you're kind of the total package?
Some guys do ask me to marry them, but I never really take it seriously. A lot of them ask me to escort. I get more of that than anything else.
I'm sure, guys.
My bed is too comfortable to leave.
Yeah, they probably want the full girlfriend experience with you, I'm sure.
Totally, yeah.
So let's paint the picture to everyone who's listening right now and has no idea how amazing you are. Natasha is 5'2", about 120 pounds, wavy brown hair, gorgeous green eyes, really like petite yet voluptuous body.
Thank you.
You are an expert in so many things, it seems.
Thank you.
What really kind of caught my attention was your blowjob skill.
Oh, you watched me on StreamMate then.
Well, it says here that you've been told that your BJs are similar to a spiritual experience. So
I have been told that. Yeah.
Can you enlighten us?
Yeah. I mean, it just takes a lot of practice, honestly. I mean, all the hours that I put into webcamming, I usually try to seduce them into my room by sucking on my toy. I have quite a few oral fixations, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just go slow and use a lot of spit and, yeah. And then go faster and stare them deep into their souls and say nasty shit, and they'll probably explode in your mouth.
I love that, but it's also you get lost when you're giving head. So that to me means that you're totally present, fully there in the moment, and you love what you do.
Yeah, the rhythm of it really is almost kind of meditative. It's just like, and then, you know, there's like the silky wetness of like spit on a tongue. So I definitely get very sensual when I give head, and I play the right music too, so I'm just totally in the zone.
Wow. Yeah. Now, with these natural 34 double D boobies, is that what typically draws them in? It's typically maybe guys who just love big boobs, natural on a beautiful woman, or?
Yeah, definitely. I think the big boob fans just love big boobs, so that's really what they go for. They like the nipples. They like to see me like bounce and jiggle them and squeeze them and tease with them. And I think that's what brings them in. I think a lot of them also come in just because I do like to stare people into their souls. And they're like, ooh, what's over there?
No, you don't ever find that awkward, like staring into someone's eyes like that?
Well, technically for me, I'm just staring into a camera, so it's just like this little black dot on my computer.
Yeah, that's true.
My computer doesn't have a soul. That would be weird.
But, yeah, that's so funny though. I'm like imagining like you seeing the guy. Skin, what is it as a man? What is it about the eye contact from a beautiful girl while she's, you know, pleasing you that's so erotic? I've always wondered that.
Well, I think the fact that they seem into it, like if a girl's like, I don't want to say rolls her eyes, but if someone's just like, there's
imagine?
That extra, no, it's exciting. There's that extra thing where they're looking at you. They're like, that tells you as a guy that they're into it and they're loving doing it, which is a turn on versus someone that's like, yeah, whatever, you know, because that could easily happen. Believe me with some of these girls.
Well, yeah. I think, Natasha, you can agree that what constitutes a really good blowjob is enthusiasm, right? So I think that's what Skin's saying, too. Like, if the girl's, like, if it's obvious that she's, like, totally into you, she's loving it, she's looking at you, she's using all the techniques you previously described, then it's like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah, well, you don't want anybody giving you head to not be having a good time, you know? Like, sure, it could be a little strenuous on your neck, but that's kind of it. You're giving somebody so much pleasure that it's just fun in and of itself, so you just got to stick with that.
I have a feeling with you, though, that guys probably can't last long enough for you to get a neck crack.
They usually tell me to slow down, and then they're like, come here, baby, let's do something else. I'm like, doing it wrong?
No, you just don't cam. You also shoot films, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started doing movies at 18, and I actually moved on to camming later, and now I do a little bit of both. Yeah.
Awesome. And you've had quite a few accomplishments in the adult business.
Yeah, I've been in for like 12 years.
Well, awesome.
I stopped for a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I've shot for the bigger companies, been named a penthouse pet of the month.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah, Danny Girl of the Month back when Danny was still around.
Oh, Danny. Yeah. I miss Danny.
DannyGirl.com. Yeah, that was fun. What else? I mean, I've traveled. I've worked with like some of the most famous porn stars in the world. So it's definitely been an awesome career. I've been nominated at the AVNs and at the XBiz Awards.
Right on.
Yeah. So definitely going to try and move forward and keep getting more of that.
Who's your favorite big name porn star to work with?
Guy or girl?
Both. Either. Or yeah, if you had to pick.
Guy, not to sound like everybody else, but we all say this for a reason, I'd probably say Marcus Dupree. He's just really hungry.
He's a nice guy.
I guess sometimes he can be a little too hungry, but honestly that's why we all love him. Just a horny fucking foreigner. Who doesn't love a horny foreigner?
I know, right?
With their sweet little humble accents and everything. And girl-wise, I can't say. I guess I don't fucking know. I just like them all.
It's awesome.
They all have different body parts that are freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's just more important that you love what you're doing. And I'm so glad that you've found a home on StreamMate and that you're doing this camming thing, because your fans can really be there with you. And it's just a whole new world for adult. And I love it. So we want everyone to check out Natasha Nice. Skin and I are huge fans. She, of course, has her own. What's that, love?
Oh, I just told them to do it.
By the way, Andrea, her Twitter page, she has 311,000 followers.
Yeah,
on
no
Twitter.
Shit. Have you seen her?
Like, hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she shouldn't. I'm saying that's incredible. That's great. She has a great fan base.
Yeah. So twitter.com/BeNiceNatasha if you want to follow her and get that number even higher, and natashanice.com. But everyone, we want you to go check her out on natashanice.cammodels.com for all the hot streaming action. So Natasha, have a beautiful day. It was so fun talking to you.
Thank you so much, guys. I had a great time.
Our pleasure.
Anytime.
Well, let's get, we got about 30 minutes. I want to get through all of this great nudity. Last week we did one of our fun countdown shows, so I have a lot of stuff to get to. Let me start real quick, Andrea, with the Toronto Film Fest. And you know how, you've known this about me, we send Skin Scouts to these film fests every year. And, you know, all the big ones. And one of the big film fests that is in every September is the Toronto Film Fest. It runs, this year it ran from September 6th to September 16th. And what's fun for me is I got these guys that go to these movies. They work for real movie review sites online, let's say. And I will pay them a little extra dough for some insight into the nudity information from the movies they get to see. They see hundreds of movies. And then I just want to know about the ones that feature some good upcoming celebrity nudity. And that's the cool thing, is these movies will be out either later this year or next year, so we kind of get the jump, Andrea, on who's going to be nude. And throughout the years I've always had some really good guys that are really passionate about movies that get me this skin formation. And let me run a few of the titbits I've gotten from these guys that have been sitting through the Toronto Film Fest and some movies that are featuring nudity. Let me start with a movie. Now, nobody's going to have heard of any of these movies, but you'll know the actresses because these movies just haven't come out yet. They're just Film Fest movies. But for example, Tell It to the Bees is a movie that was at Toronto, and it's about it's set in 1950s small town in Britain. And Anna Paquin, who I am a huge fan of, you know her from True Blood, right? You know who she is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've known who she is since like the piano.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, she's she had this, there was a big, not a controversy, but a BBC was doing a report from a newsroom a year or so ago. And in the background, one of the people that worked at the BBC was watching an episode of True Blood. You know how they have all those TV screens behind the hosts on these news shows? So one of these dudes is watching True Blood, and he happened to have one of Anna Paquin's nude scenes on there. And we loved it. And then our Mr. Skin Twitter account, we posted, we know what that guy was watching, and we, you know, linked to Anna Paquin's page. Well, I got to tell you, Andrea, it was the nicest thing. She tweeted, and I actually wrote it down before the show because it was such a nice thing she said. She said, "I have nothing but love for Mr. Skin. They celebrate female nudity on film and TV and never say anything mean. What's not to love?" And it was really cool. It was just cool. So we've been, you know, we always
huge fans of her since.
Yeah, we've been,
and before. Even
we were a big fan before, but now we're really huge. And
now we like love her.
Yeah, well, she's got a movie called Tell It to the Bees, where not only is she nude, but she hooks up with Holiday Granger and has a little girl action. So can't wait for Tell It to the Bees. It'll be out later, and we have confirmation. One of our favorite actresses, Anna Paquin, is nude and has girl right action. On. So cool news from Toronto. Another movie.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is a movie.
Okay.
There was a movie back in the day called Looking for Mr. Goodbar with Diane Keaton. It was about a woman. She was probably in her early 40s or late 30s, because back then that seemed so old. But she was out working the streets trying to meet guys. And it was a controversial movie because, you know, women weren't supposed to go out and meet guys. Well, in this movie, Gloria Bell You know, Julianne Moore is 57 years old. She plays a free-spirited woman in her 50s, and she seeks out love at the LA dance clubs. You've hit the LA dance clubs every once in a while, right? You're familiar?
God. Yeah. I've been kicked out of all of them. Hell yeah. Tear those places down.
Yeah. And she talked about the... you know, she's talked about this movie, and I got to tell you, she is 57 years old. It's she is nude in it. It'll be her 11th movie. It's not quite at the level of Shortcuts or Boogie Nights for nudity, but the fact that she did this film, and we're going to get another nude scene from Julianne Moore, is pretty cool. And I'm kind of excited. It reminds me of that Diane Keaton movie I just mentioned, the fact that she's out. And I'm anxious to see that. It's called Gloria Bell, and we're going to get some Julianne Moore nudity.
Nice. Now, very nice.
Another movie's called Colette that was at the Toronto Film Fest. And there's a lot of guys that are fans of Keira Knightley. Do you know her? She was in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Pretty popular. And she's been nude before, but she has this movie, Colette, where she plays a writer. I think she's a French author. And her husband, who's played by Dominic West, who you might know from The Affair, that show on Showtime. Keira Knightley... plays a, like, she ghostwrites for this guy, and then he takes the credit for it. It's from, I think it's set in like the I'm not sure, but it was somewhere maybe in the 30s or 40s. And Keira Knightley, again, not only topless, but has a really hot lesbian scene with Eleanor Tomlinson, who's a UK actress. So, I mean, Andrew, we're getting nudity, we're getting lesbianism, and these movies haven't come out yet, but I'm looking forward to it. Now, you've probably seen the ads or know about this movie, A Star Is Born, with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I actually have not seen any advertisements for this.
You
haven't?
What is this? Oh my God, that's been all over. Yeah, they're remaking the 1976 Barbara Streisand, Kris Kristofferson movie. And
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And our Skin Scouts saw this at Toronto, and Lady Gaga getting naked, and they think they saw Bush. They can't freeze frame it like we can here at the Mr. Skin offices, but this movie's getting this movie's getting rave reviews, Andrea, and then you throw some Lady Gaga nudity. And I'll tell you, we have some nude stuff of Lady Gaga at our website. She's done some crazy music videos and some YouTube weird yoga stuff, but she has a killer body, Lady Gaga.
I know. Yeah. She really does.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that movie's getting great reviews, and it'll be out. Maybe CP, while I'm talking, can give me a estimated date that movie will be out. But yeah, A Star Is Born. Not only will it be, I think it's going to do really well, but it also is going to have some Lady Gaga nudity. And I heard Bradley Cooper
possibly
nudity.
Bush.
Yeah, I think, these guys just hit me out. It'll be out October 5th. So that'll be out in about a month. And then a couple last things. There's a ton more, but just some names that you would know. There's a movie called The Kindergarten Teacher, where our good friend Maggie Gyllenhaal, who he is starring in The Deuce right now and is a Mr. Skin Hall of Famer, will be nude in that movie. And then a movie called Donnybrook will feature a very naked Margaret Qualley, who better known as the daughter of Andy McDowell. So every year at these film fests, there's hundreds of movies play, and these guys hit us up, and I don't know, like in the case of Star Is Born, I know when it's coming out. Some of these other movies, they haven't even announced when they'll be out, but Andrea, they exist, they're out there, and we will keep you posted, and pretty excited about some of these movies and actresses that are going to be getting naked. So
I mean, yeah, it's all good stuff. Nothing not to be excited about.
Yeah. So anyway, let me get to, there's tons of TV and movie stuff that happened over this week and last. And let me start with the old standbys. The Deuce is out, season 2, episode 2. And I think I told you last time we talked that my Skin Scouts had seen the first 4 episodes of The Deuce, and we know we're going to be 4 for 4 on good nudity. Last night on HBO. Now, of course, this is the show with James Franco. It's about the sex and porn industry in New York City, Times Square area in the 70s and 80s. And I think in season 2, they're in 1977, which is like a iconic year in New York. So it should be fun. But last night in episode 2 of season 2, there was two girls, Tina Tanzer and Hannah Townsend showed breasts, and you could see those. Andrew, we got some pics for you. And
great boobies on both of them.
Yeah, and like I said, we this is just a show that just can't help itself. It's just it's gonna be, you're always gonna have nudity. And don't forget, 1977 in New York, that's when disco started, punk. They had the big blackout in New York City. I'm sure they'll work that in. Not to mention, I don't know if they're gonna work in the Son of Sam serial killer stuff, but 77, the Yankees won the World Series. That was a crazy, crazy year to be in New York. And I'm excited about the Deuce season 2. And already they're 2 for 2 with 2 more good episodes coming. And as soon as I get the word on the other episodes, I'm sure they'll be great too. But we do know the first 4 episodes will be loaded with nudity.
Sounds good to me.
Well, and I also think loaded with merkins, because you can't help yourself. Yeah, that's a show. That's a big merkin show. It's so wild and woolly back then.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, another show that's very popular a lot of people are digging is Insecure on HBO. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to you about this. This is like girls for black women, let's say. And mm-hmm. It obviously stars Issa Rae in the show. And last night, they're in their third season, the 6th episode on HBO. 2 really good nude scenes, and one, this will be interesting. You might have heard of one of these girls, even though they're not like famous as actresses. But so last night, Jay Ellis, he goes into his kind of memory bank for some spank bank of
spank bank.
Yeah, you know how it is when you've had sex with people in the past and you kind of fantasize about it. And he's fantasizing about this, and he 2 of the women in his memory montage, one was a girl from the gym played by Allison Law, and the other is a bartender that he hooked up with and had sex with. Now he's remembering this stuff, right? And the actress's name is Jessica Vanessa De Leon. And you say, when I heard that name, I was thinking, where the hell have I heard that name before? And then I was talking to Joey in content, and we were like, he said, that's the girl who's now, I don't go on Vine, but about 4 or 5 years ago, she was very famous. She's the most famous twerker in the world. Like 4 or 5 years ago, she became famous for twerking. If you look up Jessica Vanessa,
she probably made it famous. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I watched like a montage of her twerking, and Andrew, it's to be able to do that, you gotta be, I mean, you actually have to be really athletic to do it. Like, she does it like upside down and all, you know, it's not just sticking her butt up.
It's like straight up acrobatic. Like, to control your glutes like that is insane. It takes a lot of practice, a lot of skill, and like you said, a lot of strength.
Yeah, and she actually, I think she was a teacher when this happened. So she ended up becoming famous for twerking. She was a teacher for making these videos. She ended up quitting her job and obviously got into acting, and last night shows up nude on Insecure. So if you remember that girl from twerking like 3 or 4 years ago, she's now nude on Insecure, and it happened last night on HBO. Pretty cool.
Yeah, and let's not fail to mention, she's like in doggy on the couch. Like, it's a fucking hot scene.
Yeah. Well, could you imagine if you were like a student of hers and now she's nude on Insecure? That's pretty cool, I would think.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Every guy, myself included, we all had our like old granny teachers, but then we all had like that, you know, 28-year-old or 32-year-old gorgeous teacher at some point. And then to imagine that, you know, you got to see him nude in a movie, I can't even, you know, can't imagine. So
yeah, that's such a rare experience. So yeah. I'm sure her students are jumping with joy.
Right. Well, anyway, so they could see Jessica Vanessa De Leon. I don't know what age her students were. I didn't look that up. But if she was like a high school teacher, you could now go look at your ex-teacher getting doggy styled in Insecure last night. And she's kind of doing like a twerking movement by the doggy. So it's kind of like, you know. It's pretty cool. So anyway, that was last night on Insecure. Now, a couple news shows to talk about, Andrea. One is a show called The First, which Hulu released last week, the whole season to stream, and you can check it out. And we were all over it at MrSkin.com. Now, the first, like I said, is from Hulu. It's an original series from Hulu starring Sean Penn. And it chronicles, it's like a fictional effort to send the first crewed mission to Mars. So like sending people to Mars. And
okay.
So my guys went through all the episodes, and we saw Lisa Gay Hamilton having a hot lesbian scene. She might know her from TV show The Practice. Hannah Ware also had a really some sexy stuff. You might know her from Boss on the Stars Network with Kelsey Grammer. But the big news, as far as I was concerned, was Melissa George. She had a couple. She plays Sean Penn's wife, except I think she's deceased, and it's a lot of flashbacks to her in the different episodes, and she's nude in a bunch of them. And there's one scene in particular in the bathtub where they're both in it, and Melissa George is nude. Now, she's an Australian actress who we've known about for 20 years now, because she was in the movie Dark City, which is a kind of a famous sci-fi movie, and she did a great nude scene in that. She's been naked three or four times, but it was kind of cool to see her show up on this. And because Sean Penn is the star of it, and because it's about, you know, the going to Mars, it's getting a lot of pub. I see the advertisements on IMDb and all over. So there were some nice nude scenes, and it's out. And Hulu's always weird, because some shows they release one episode at a time, and then others they'll stream the whole thing. In this case, we got to see the whole thing. So full lowdown on this new show called The First through the Hulu network.
Yeah, her boobs look so good popping out of the water. What do we call those?
Icebergs.
Icebergs. Yeah. They're so good. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when breasts coming through the water. Yes, for sure. And
so good.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's out. And then there's a new show from Netflix. And I want to talk Netflix, because there is some really cool news coming from Netflix. But there's this, now I'm probably mispronouncing this, but there's a show called Ingobernable. Ingobernable.
Okay. What the hell is that about?
Well, Netflix just released season two, and I didn't, season one was obviously out last year, but Ingobernable, it translates into English as ungovernable, and it's a show from Mexico. It's about the it's a drama mystery about the First Lady of Mexico, and in the second season, the star Kate Del Castillo is the star. She's on the run from the Mexican government, and she showed some butt in a really nice scene in one of the episodes. But lots of other girls, nobody, Andrea, you would know. But what's happening with Netflix, and this is what I want to talk about, is and this show Ingobernable is a great example, is Netflix, they did I think it was the CEO was talking to I can't remember where he was talking, but it was in the trades last week, that Netflix this year in 2018 spent upwards of $8 billion on content.
Holy!
Billion dollars on content. Well,
where is it all? I'm just kidding.
Well, no. They have teasing. 125 million subscribers worldwide now. Now, I'm no math major, but if you're paying on average like 10 bucks a month and you got 125 million subscribers, you could see why they're able to afford this. And what's cool about this is it's not just like, obviously, Netflix has original programming like Orange is the New Black and Narcos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's their shows that they produce, they own, and all that. But they also, one of the great things they're doing is they're just looking all over the world for fantastic shows.
And acquiring stuff.
Well, yeah. And now they have like 700 original TV shows on the service worldwide right now. And it's because they've spent all this money to acquire this stuff. Like, there's these shows I haven't even talked to you about, like Dark. It's from Germany. It's like a psychological thriller that's very popular. There's another show from Mexico called Club de Cuervos. But the point is, an example like this in Ingobernable is they're cool shows. And as you can see, not all 700 have nudity, but it doesn't matter. I mean, And you got to remember, this is just Netflix. This doesn't count Hulu and Amazon and HBO and Showtime. You can see why I say we are in the golden age of nudity, because it's all about content. It's all about introducing American audiences, in our case, to these great shows that are not only, in many cases, well-acted, well-written, well-reviewed, but they feature great nudity. And look at some of these.
Yeah, they're just more free with it than we are, it seems.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And, you want a good excuse for MrSkin.com to exist is, you know, people always say to me, well, you know, how in this day and age with all the free stuff, how do you, you know, how are you able to survive? Because why do people pay for content? But here, look, there are so many shows. We're a one-stop shop. We're very meticulous. We go through all this stuff. And at our website, we have this all for you. So for a low monthly fee, just like how Netflix costs a little, you pay your money and we do all the work for you. And it really is, it's actually, obviously it's a lot of work now on our end. I'm not complaining, but I think when I started this in 99 and there were four television shows that had nudity, and now there's I think I'm up to like 148 that we have found that have nudity. Actually, what we do is more important because there's just so much stuff. You actually need people that go through these shows and point them out and point you in the direction of the hot, sexy content.
Yeah, there's no way anyone could do that. No one has enough time to be sitting through and watching all these shows, you know, when they're off of work for the evening. So my favorite thing about what you do, though, Skin, is I can, you know, fast forward to the good parts, but I can pause, I can zoom. There's the skin of vision. Like, I'm able to actually see it because, like, when I'm watching in Gobernable, or however you say it, with Kate Del Castillo, and she's hosed.
Yeah,
she's getting hosed down. She's totally naked. It happens so fast. If I go to MrSkin.com, I can freeze it.
Oh, yeah.
I can zoom in. I can look at all the stuff where it happens so quickly on TV. So that's why I like Mr. Skin Dog.
No, it's fun. And believe me, there was a ton of great nude scenes in this. You're just seeing one scene.
But yeah, there I'm just
a
seeing ton. The one.
Just giving you a taste. But yeah, so many good. Like, another example is the show Cable Girls. Uh-oh.
Oh, I forgot.
Forget about Wheel of Skin, CP. Yeah, now the Wheel of Skin, if you haven't listened to the Mr. Skin podcast, the Wheel of Skin is where CP, our executive producer, spins the Wheel of Skin. Here we have over 28,000 actresses in Mr. Skin, and he randomly pulls an actress from our database, and I kind of go through her skinography and kind of sit here off the top of my head, try to get you to learn about her. I, of course, for the Wheel of Skin, I am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
I'm Vagia White, but not just for the Wheel of Skin.
You're Vagia Blonde. And of course, this is a Merck and Griffin production, and it's fun. It's become a fun thing. It's like in the early days of doing this, when I go on the radio, this is all I did, and it's fun to harken back to the days where people throw out names at me. So CP, go ahead and spin the Wheel of Skin and pull a name out of your ass. So.
All right. We have Kate Capshaw.
Oh, you know who that is, don't you, Andrea? Married to Steven Spielberg, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been married now, I want to say, since the early 90s, if I'm correct. But I think they have a bunch of kids. I remember she was in Indiana Jones 2. That's something she's famous for.
Okay.
Not someone who's done a ton of nudity, but I kind of like when actresses are famous and hot and sort of kind of retired, yet they still have these little nude scenes they did that, to me, it's almost more exciting when someone's only done a couple of nude scenes versus maybe someone that's done 15 nude scenes. I'm not saying I don't appreciate quantity over quality, but Kate Capshaw is a great example of, you know, a beautiful actress who is kind of out of the business. I don't think she's done a lot since the 90s as far as acting goes. Why and why bother? You know, I mean, I think her family's pretty well off. But she did do some movies early in her career where she was naked. Now, not graphic, really long nude scenes, but little fun things where Andrea, this is a great example where the fast forward and the pause button work. Like, for example, there's a movie called A Little Sex that she did with Tim Matheson. You might know him from Animal House. And this was a couple years after Animal House ended, but it was like 1982. And about 10 minutes in, there's a funny scene where she stuffs a pancake. Don't ask, but she stuffs a pancake down the front of his underwear and then jumps up from the table, and you could see her butt. It's quick, but it's cool. It's Kate Capshaw's butt.
But it's Kate Capshaw's butt. Yeah.
And it was her first nude
scene.
It's a big
deal.
Yeah. Now, I remember a cool thing. There's a movie called Dreamscape with Dennis Quaid from like the mid 80s. And if you saw the US version of this movie, there was no Kate Capshaw nudity. But if you got the Euro version, which we have at MrSkin.com,
The Euro version
has the scene where she shows a right breast. For some reason, they cut it out. And that happens occasionally. I know Jodie Foster did a movie called Backtrack where the Euro version had stuff you couldn't see in the U.S. version. Monsters Ball with Halle Berry, same thing. So this happens.
Yeah, majorly.
It happens a lot, more than you think. But Dreamscape, if you want to see Kate Capshaw naked, you need the Euro version. We, of course, have it at MrSkin.com. And then a bit of a disappointment, last but not least, I'd recommend. There's a movie she did called The Girl Thing. It was in the early 2000s. And it was it was like a mini series, I think, on Showtime. I think it was on Showtime. But she had a lesbian scene with Elle McPherson that could have been... It could have been off the charts great because, you know, Elle McPherson, of course, known as the body. She did the movie Sirens where she went full frontal. Not afraid to get naked, but... They were nude, but you couldn't see much. Kate Capshaw was briefly topless, but I'm saying that it had the potential to be like one of the all-time greats just because of the two people involved. But it ended up being kind of brief. But you still want to check it out. It's called A Girl Thing, a mini series from the early 2000s. So CP, great question, Kate Capshaw. I can't say I've been asked that one in a long time, but it brings back great memories for me. I love it. So thank you.
I'm getting misty. I had no idea I could even see a glimpse of her.
Well, hasn't been in TVs or movies since like the late
decades, 90s,
right?
Wow.
Anyway, so okay, as I wanted to wrap up a couple other things, we were talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by the Wheel of Skin.
so rudely.
This Netflix is an example of like a show that actually gets good reviews and we love it three seasons in because it has so much good content for our website. Andrea, a show you'd never heard of. It's called Cable Girls, and it's another show from Spain. It doesn't sound exciting when you read this, what it's about. It's in 1920s Madrid. It's four women at the national telephone company.
Yeah, sounds lame.
Yeah, they deal. Yeah, well, no, but then they're dealing with romance and all this other stuff in the workplace back then. But it's all three seasons have had fantastic nudity. And just check out some of these scenes. From the Spanish show called Cable Girls. And this is just a tiny taste of the great nudity from this show. So we at Mr. Skin love it, and it's been a great show for us at the website. So,
wow. Well, it's very beautifully shot. Now, I wonder with all these Netflix shows that they're acquiring from other countries, are they all subtitled or are they English speaking?
No, it depends. Some of the shows are subtitled, but some are in English because they know that there's more dough if you
totally
so, and you know me, I'm not a big fan of the subtitles getting in the way of the nudity, so I prefer
subtitles. You're blocking so annoying. I'm with you, man.
Anyway, a couple last things. Power on the Stars Network over the weekend had their fifth season, 10th and final episode of the season. That's a show with Amari Hardwick, and actually I was kind of psyched because Melissa Mensa had a pretty wild nude scene. I don't want to give it away because it was kind of an important scene if you're a fan.
Well, we can give away how fucking hot she looks. Yeah. Holy shit, she's banging.
Yeah, really hot body, and some stuff happens during the sex scene, so I don't want to give it away, but they have renewed Power for another season, so I will be talking to you more about this, but it's just been a really good show. It's a fun show, but also consistently good on the hot babes, and Melissa Mensa is just a it's just, I don't know, Power with these gorgeous African-American actresses, the bodies on them, and hers is ridiculous, and it just so many hard butts, great racks, and great nudity on Power, and I'm glad it's going to be back for a sixth season.
I'm with you. Just amazingly perfect body. Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. One other thing on the television front, they did a, check out this Model Squad on the E Network. I know you're a reality.
Is it a reality show? Yeah. I don't watch E at all.
No, I know. You're a Bravo girl, but.
Yes. Very loyal to Bravo.
No. Well, you just don't have enough. There's only so much time in a day if you're watching all those Bravo shows.
Yeah. E shows are let's be honest, everything is not very cerebral when it comes to reality, but I feel like E is geared more toward like the adolescent mind.
Got it. No, right? It's a younger, definitely a younger audience. Well, they launched this show. Now, it was weird. All 8 episodes have already aired, and I want to say it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was over 1 week. It might have been 2 weeks, but they literally did 8 episodes like every day. And I think it was to coincide with the New York Fashion Week. It's called it's called Model Squad, this new reality series. And it's just a group. It just follows this group of models, which I think is genius because, I mean, look at these girls. Like some of them I hadn't really heard of, like this Daniel Braga, Ashley Moore. Tons of them. They're literally Olivia Culpo in the 8th episode. Like,
yeah, these are like real deal models.
Yeah, but they're like up and coming models that maybe haven't, they're not.
They're not supermodel status, but they're on their way.
But they're gorgeous. And look at like the thong that this Danielle Braga is wearing.
That's
in one
a
of the
G-string,
episodes.
Dude.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's a G-string.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they can show that.
Yeah, it's just full on ass. And it's model ass, amazing. Which is better than regular person asses. And then not only that, but check out Ping Hu. And boy, could we have a riot with that name here in this. But Ping Hu is a model who my guys were talking about going through these shows, how you got to be careful for nip slips because the models are always, they're never wearing bras and are always wearing these open shirts. Check out Ping Hu. One of our content guys, Doc, found this. I was very proud of him.
That's a good find. I would have never seen that.
Ping Hu is her name. A great nip slip. Now, they're not supposed to show breasts, right, on E or Bravo. They could show butt. We've talked about this, but breasts are...
a no-go.
Yeah. So anyway, a nice pong from Ping. Ping Hu. A nip slip. So this wasn't supposed to happen, but Skin Vision, my guy's going through this stuff frame by frame, nailed it, and it's awesome. So anyway, lots of TV stuff. I did want to mention one movie thing that I thought you'd get a kick out of, Andrea, is
I gotta just tell you, I've seen this movie probably like 30 times, which might shock you.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I growing up, I was really into like anything kind of related to prophecy.
Oh my god. Okay.
And I was like following along with it.
Yeah.
Very, very creepy, bizarre stuff. And I was almost like obsessed with this. So I'll let you talk. Well, as like, I'm very familiar with this.
No, that's
movie.
Cool. They released The Seventh Sign, a 1988 Demi Moore movie. I think in that, if I remember, she was, obviously she was pregnant. And then there's this person, a house guest, who's like a
creepy
religious fanatic. And they think the baby inside her is like this antichrist. And it's just a wild movie. It's a weird movie that you forget that
it's super weird.
Demi Moore did this. But there's a scene in there where Demi Moore is pregnant and... it's like full nudity, but obviously that's a prosthetic belly. But a couple things. She shows, those are her boobs, and this is right before, I'm trying to think, it had to be, it was right before she had the implants.
So how are they looking so big?
I know. It's just
because
crazy.
Sense.
I think that they must have done something, but check out below. That's quite a bush in that scene, and this is before Merkins. And I want to show Exhibit A, or should I call it Exhibit TNA? Demi Moore, when she was a young model before she hit it big, she posed for, was it We Magazine? Full spread eagle, and had one of the biggest monster muffs in the history of anything I've ever seen in the world. And in the scene in
The Seventh Sign,
she's showing Bush. Could this be the same Bush from that We picture that... unbelievable. It's one of the greatest Bushes ever. And unfortunately, it's just like that she's got the prosthetic belly over it, but it's a pretty wild...
But it's still popping out.
Yes.
Monster Bush is the only way. Maybe Behemoth Bush. I've never seen anything this big. Because she's like at full term pregnancy in The Seventh Sign, and her pubes are still like...
They stick out farther protruding than the baby. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's like, what the fuck? She's carrying twins.
I mean, I'm going to make the call that I think that's a real Bush for that.
It was the mid-80s. They didn't have Merkin technology back then.
And
when you have a Bush like this, why would you need to?
I have proof that she had a big Bush based on that Wee magazine before she was famous leg spread scene. So I'm going with The Seventh Sign. Blu-ray, real Bush, not a Merkin. So that's pretty exciting stuff. It's out this week.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Demi Moore, I've seen this picture before of her, though, with the spread eagle, and I forgot, man, how massive that thing is. Everyone needs to check this out. It's, I'm speechless over it.
Yeah, so you were watching this because you were into the paranormal, but this is,
I was like, oh, what's the next plague gonna be? Break the next seal? What's gonna happen to them?
God.
The locust, the water turning into blood, you know.
That's so funny.
The Antichrist.
Yeah, no, that's so funny. But anyway, so that's out. And we have, we're not 100% sure, but we're pretty sure that that Bush you see in The Seventh Sign is Demi's, and that's very impressive.
Dude, a lot of Bush talk this show. And I don't think we'll ever top what we just discussed with Demi. I mean, I don't think we can.
Well, it's tough.
Right?
I mean, it's like, that's definitely on one of the all-time greatest celebrity Bushes of all time. So we'll leave it at that. It was a it was a fun show, and we'll be back to recapping. We know the Deuce and Insecure and lots of television shows are going to be loaded up with nudity, obviously, with Netflix and everything going on. And there's a new Netflix series called Maniac with Emma Stone and Jonah Hill launching this week. So
cool.
We'll go through that. And Andrea, the nudity never ends. So
it never ends. And once again, we want to thank Rebecca Love for joining us on the show. And we had such a fun episode. And we'll see you all next week.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.